DOEHS or OHS risk control measures for work completion are followed. In Chapter 1, Criteria, Work Health and Safety, WHS or Occupational Health and Safety, OHS, requirements and workplace procedures for a given work area are identified and applied. You learned about how to identify and apply WHS or OHS requirements and workplace procedures for a given work area. Specifically, this subchapter dealt with matters like relevant work health and safety, WHS, or occupational health and safety, OHS, requirements, WHS requirements in each state or territory, relevant electrical regulations and legislations, and codes of practice approved under the Work Health and Safety Act 2011. In Chapter 2, Criteria, WHS or OHS risk control measures relevant to worksite are followed. You learned about the Model WHS Act, Model WHS regulations, Model codes of practice, and a hierarchy of controls. In Chapter 2, WHS or OHS risk control measures relevant to worksite are followed. We're also provided with ways on how to follow WHS or OHS risk control measures relevant to your worksite. In Chapter 3, Criteria, WHS or OHS risk control measures for work completion are followed. You will learn how to follow WHS or OHS risk control measures for work completion. Aside from isolation controls that are applied to risks that may be encountered in the workplace, there are specific risk reduction methods and understandings that should be applied to the following circumstances. Applying risk controls during work in a confined space. Chemical and hazardous substances. Risks associated with manual handling. Working at heights. Working with noise. Working with vibration. Working with temperature. Working with radiation. Working with lasers. Occupational overuse syndrome. Drugs and alcohol in the workplace. Stress in the workplace. Click on text to know more.